Hello, this is Jeff Spano from Americans in France, and we are talking to Harvey Morgan. Harvey, are you there?
I am.
Very good. So where are you, Harvey, right now?
At this moment, I'm in Talence, in the Gironde. This is the first suburb of Bordeaux, going south from Bordeaux.
Okay. Can you situate it in France, where that is, north, south, east, west?
Yes, it's in the southwest sector of France.
And what brought you to this part of France?
Romance. A friend in Houston, Texas, who's French and knew somebody in France, he suggested I correspond with this woman. I started doing that, first by email, then phone, and here I am.
Was it difficult to make the move?
Not at all. In my case, my father had been a Navy career man, so I moved a lot and had to adjust a number of times when I was very young. And I actually lived in France a number of years ago for 2 or 3 years, and so I had an idea of what I was getting into.
How much French did you speak before you came?
How much did I speak?
Yeah, how much
Very little. Very little. I had 4 years in high school, and I had lived here, and my French had been relatively good 45 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But in fact, I'd lost in the course of my career.
Yeah, it's normal.
Speaking with a French wife, and the motivation that comes from that, and the base I had, it all came back fairly easily.
How did you find the French when you would speak French to them? How were they? Were they supportive? Were they?
I live here in southwest France. This is not Paris. It has been remarkably easy. The French have always been complimentary. They don't always understand me, and it's really easy to see when you're talking to someone. They get this puzzled look in their eyes.
Yes, I know it very well. I've been there, too. You can always tell when somebody doesn't understand what you are saying.
That's right. And even though my French has gotten much better in the last 8 years, I can tell that still happens because of this horrible accent I can't get rid of.
Yeah, me too. I think the American. Well, the French, they make fun of their own accents in English.
Yes.
But I think it's, I don't know, a French accent is sexy. An American accent in French is, I don't know what. But
it's sexy.
It's sexy too?
It is. The French love American accents. Believe me, we have a number of French friends, and I have a hobby that takes me out all over this area photographing churches, and I meet a lot of people. I'm naturally talkative and get to talking with people, and anytime we get on the question of accent, they're always praising the American accent. I've never had any problems with anybody insulting me or making me feel bad or whatever, but rather they're impressed that someone is speaking their language, and even if they have a little trouble understanding me, they're pleased as punch.
Yeah, I think that's an important point, that if you make the effort, the French are very supportive.
It is funny. The French are, the way they're brought up, the way they're schooled, they're very afraid of making errors. They often speak much better English than they will ever let on because they are so afraid of making a mistake.
Yeah, no, that's one thing I noticed, too, that I teach English, and they all say that they speak horribly and they can't communicate, but they actually can. They actually speak very well. But I think it is important that if you make the effort, it goes over very well.